From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM's UN representatives becoming more and more uneasy as the Gulf War moves into its fourth week. Caribbean governments urged not to back the removal of sanctions against South Africa. And a Jamaican Lord Mayor in Britain gets the sack. Hello again, this is Pat Whitehorn reporting. There is growing concern among Caribbean diplomats at the United Nations that the war in the Gulf is exceeding the mandate given through the UN resolution. Amid mounting reports of civilian casualties in Iraq, and as the overall aims of the war effort become more clouded, Caribbean representatives at the UN believe it's time for the General Assembly to assess the situation. As Hugh Crosskill now reports, the shift in sentiments will come as no surprise to those who have criticised CARICOM governments for supporting the use of force in the Gulf.
We think that the Caribbean countries ought to provide some leadership in a peace initiative.
Caribbean leaders have behaved always as a rubber stamp for U.S. policy. Through CARICOM, at least, they should have issued a statement, take some initiative.
In my opinion, the leaders in the Caribbean were too quick to endorse the American military effort.
I think in the final analysis, most of the concern was basically economic, and in some cases, you know, just purely narrow ideological support, blinding support.
Just some of the criticisms made of CARICOM over its support for the use of force to remove Iraq's army from Kuwait. Many of those opposed felt that CARICOM had pandered to U.S. interests at the expense of a principled stance. However, those accusations made at the start of the conflict were firmly rejected by Trinidad's Foreign Minister, Mr. Shadio Basdeo.
The fact of the matter is that given our support for the United Nations resolution, the endorsement for the intervention by the Allied powers in these circumstances have to be supported. I think it is very clear, I can say that unequivocally, insofar as this particular issue is concerned, CARICOM position has been a principled one.
But now, with the Gulf War into its fourth week, and with increased reports of civilian casualties coming out of Iraq, positions are beginning to shift. In addition, there is real concern that the United States and its allied forces might be exceeding the UN resolution that gave the go-ahead for war. Mr. Eugene Persu is Grenada's ambassador to the United Nations.
There is concern at the UN, in the corridors of the UN, regarding the UN's role in this war. After all, the war is waged in the name of the UN in some respects. And there are representatives who are concerned that the average representative in the UN have very little input in anything whatsoever regarding the nature of this war. And that includes consultation or even reports. And it is becoming more and more of a concern to us.
You're saying basically that the UN has no control over the prosecution of this war?
Well, Not at the General Assembly level, for sure. And the average representative not involved in any process of control.
Grenada's ambassador to the United Nations, Mr. Eugene Persu. He says if the conflict continues for much longer, he and his fellow CARICOM ambassadors will sit down to review the progress of the war and, if necessary, issue a statement. But in the meantime, CARICOM remains locked in to support for the war, even though it has no idea what are the long-term aims of the United States and its allies. By being trapped in this powerless position, CARICOM governments have been left open to condemnation by their harshest critics.
It seems to me that what the CARICOM governments are doing is a straight case of bootlicking, of curry favoring. And if you're going to try and curry favor in order to put yourself in the good books of the United States, do it intelligently. I mean, don't sort of totally commit yourself in a way where you have no longer any need to be rewarded.
Former Jamaican political activist Richard Hart, and in that report by Hugh Crosskill. Commonwealth foreign ministers will meet in London on Saturday to discuss recent developments in South Africa. Among them will be Guyana's acting foreign minister, Cedric Grant. The meeting will review the parliamentary speech made by South African President F.W. de Klerk, in which he promised to abolish the remaining apartheid laws. The European community has warmly welcomed that promise and has agreed to ease economic sanctions as soon as the legal instruments are laid before the South African Parliament. The question is, should the Commonwealth adopt the same line? Today I spoke with Dr. Marcus Balintulo, a black South African who lectures in sociology at the University of the West Indies in Trinidad. He says while President de Klerk is making the right moves, there is still some way to go before South Africa can be allowed to return to the Community of Nations.
The peace process and the constitutional reform hasn't gone far enough to warrant